It is 4:30 p.m. on a Thursday. What is that? My grandmother. All right. Sorry about that. I've got a cousin of mine. Congratulations to her. She is now a proud grandmother for the second time. So congratulations to her. Where was I going? Her chat head. See, I told you I don't use Messenger on Facebook, and I don't know how to move these chat heads or get them out of the way. They'll stop my phone when I'm trying to record. Try to. All right, so where am I going? I'm gonna do a little PSA. Excuse me. I thought it was important, even though I'm not really supposed to be using my voice much. But we're gonna go do this because I just sometimes things get underneath my skin. A little PSA on specifically gastroparesis and cancer. I'm a straight shooter. I'm going to tell you how it is. And it's not based off of facts, based off of fiction. It's just factual information. And I just think a lot of patients are getting misguided and misled and given false information. You have to make your own decisions at the end of the day on your journey and your treatment. And your medical team, and it's important to make sure you have also accurate information and you're being guided in the right direction and you're not filtered false information and then mentally you start thinking things. I've been there, done that. So I'm just saying, with 14 years under my belt going on with gastroparesis, I'm going to tell you right now, when you find yourself trumping your GI doctors, okay, and they admit it, you've outsmarted them, you must be doing something right, right? When you find yourself not doing Drano anymore, you find yourself not having to do Relistor shots anymore. I haven't in a while. Instead, I am on, which, it is experimental, and it's a different medication, and it's an oral pill, which does help to kind of keep from getting blockages in the bowel, and not all 100%. But your diet, folks, your diet is what's really going to save you, okay? And even with cancer, your diet can make a huge impact on your battle and those hurdles that you're jumping. And I'm telling you right now, I am living proof. And I'm not trying to be an arrogant, and I'm not trying to be an a-hole. I'm just telling you like it is, because I'm getting way too many emails. I'm seeing way too many emails regarding misguided information. Got to remember, the gastric pacemaker is not regulated. It's not FDA approved, okay? And there's reasons for that. It's experimental still. Excuse me. Gastric pacemaker involves a surgical procedure. It can cause complications. It can be fatal. Not the gastroparesis is fatal, but the complications of gastroparesis. And some of these experimental means and surgical devices, which is what's a pacemaker, can be fatal. Okay? Feeding tubes, PICC lines, J-tubes, I'm telling you. And if you want to doubt me, I can give you lists and names and those in Mayo's that are completely opposite of saying, hey, I'm going to do this to you. I'm just going to keep doing this. So I can pass along the research. And I'm going to use you as a pin cushion. One line, one tube, one pacer, one single infection can be fatal. Doesn't mean you get a second time around. You don't get a third chance or fourth chance. One infection can be fatal. One single infection. You, as a patient, have to take that risk. Now, I'm going to say, just the same as cancer and radiation and chemo treatments, risk versus benefits. I signed over to take that risk because I was close to death anyway, because the largest tumor was ready, the blood vessels were starting to burst. So, and I was getting some of the fluid from the tumor, which houses in the sac some nasty stuff that can leak and secrete out. And I was actually getting to be septic. So I had no choice. Now, that being said, if something would have happened to me, you can't say it was the cancer that I would have succumbed to. It's the complications of the condition, which would have been cancer, okay? The treatments, not the exact, not meaning the condition. And I think that's where a lot of patients, a lot of you are getting confused. When I start seeing this constantly filter in my inbox, okay? I'm seeing this through Podbean, through messages I'm getting offline. When I'm seeing this, because a lot of you are recognizing on another channel that all our fur babies, honestly, have 50,000 fur babies, they have 50,000 fans, the fur babies, on their own channel. And it's cute little videos for children, even adults. Okay, I'm starting to now get emails, no joke, no lie, from people recognizing me, and then they in turn are contacting me, whether it's about their cancer journey or the gastroparesis, and I'm hearing about how they're afraid they're going to die from gastroparesis. I've had people, gastroparesis, say they're going to die from gastroparesis, okay? Well, I'm not going to lie. I was very uneducated, unexperienced when I first got diagnosed almost 14 years ago, okay? I had a physician who worked with their dad up at, I think it was Cleveland Clinic, gastroenterology. They worked with gastroparesis patients. They told me point blank, I'll give you 4 years to live. That was their prognosis. Excuse me. Based off of imaging, my motility, my GES test, which was less than 1.5%. Surgical showing my intestines lost their motility, kind of a down the hill, up the hill stream kind of condition where it affects. I always say it's like when you have a car and spark plug misfires and everything else starts misfiring. Excuse me. Well, that's basically what gastroparesis can do. Okay. That being said, okay, a prognosis is like cancer. Okay. My prognosis with ascites, which is fluid that now is starting to further collect, gives you a general 54 to 58 weeks to live, okay? That's the prognosis I was given, all right? But that doesn't mean that I'm going to pass away in 54 to 58 weeks. You know, anything's possible. You could have a complication before that had nothing to do with the fluid, like right now with pneumonia, okay? That could kill you, all right? Anything can kill you, not the exact what your prognosis and what you're given. Okay, it's an estimated guess, all right? But in the end of the day, it's not going to be the cancer that kills you. It's not going to be gastroparesis that kills you. If it does, you get hit by a car. Anything's possible. I'm not trying to be morbid. I'm just being real. I've always been a straight shooter, genuine and honest. All of you know and you respect that, okay? But I'm telling you, do not plan it in your mind that the gastroparesis is going to kill you, okay? You can have a complication, like I said, one time is all you get for an infection. And you can ask any gastroenterologist, any of these research doctors, what are the chances of somebody coming out of a nasty infection from a JAP tube, PICC line, and a pacer? And you tell me what they say, because I'm telling you right now, they're going to tell you an infections are proven to be fatal the first time around. Excuse me. That being said again, gastroparesis 14 years, I have learned a lot. I have always preached that less is more. The less medications you take, the less of being a pincushion for research you offer and sign away, okay? And everybody has a right and a decision, but the less you do, the longer chance you have to live. And I'm going to say this, and I'm gonna say this really firm, because I have literally have amazed every single doctor I've come across. And I don't believe it's just fate or chance, or I believe in angels and I believe in our loved ones watch over us. But I believe it's a lot of research. It's a lot of trial and error. It's a lot of going outside the box that I have done on my own, okay? And using means, if you have insurance, go to a nutritionist in a hospital, not outside of a hospital. Go to a nutritionist, a daily, I can't think of the name. But just go to a nutritionist know you'll find a lot of them. I know there's another technical name, but I'm still sick. I can't figure out. I can't put in the, my brain what it is. Excuse me. Call your insurance company. Get a referral. Go to your physician. Go to your gastroenterologist. Get underneath the care. A dietary nutritionist. Okay, there you go. There's another name. And seek opinions. Seek information. Seek second opinions. But reach out and just absorb all the knowledge you can get. You know? I've had patients that get snippy snappy, okay? Because I'm offering my insight when being asked. And sometimes I just offer for free, all right? I understand some people don't like that, you know, and I'll be first to apologize. I'm just trying to help you with your journey based off of the knowledge and wisdom and what worked and did not work for me, okay? I'm the only one out of, I wouldn't say, I'm close to the only one. I know one other person I know that's almost maybe a couple years under me with their gastric crisis diagnosis. But I'm the only one I know. It's going on 14 years. If I'm not already 14 years. I think I'm 14 years March diagnosed, okay? That is reversed by trial and error. But most importantly, two big factors. Not being a pincushion. Not getting JPEG. Not PIC line. No pacer, okay? Changing your diet completely around, all right? Go organic. Go vegan. No MSG, GMO, gluten-free. Kick this sugar out. Kick the sugar out. Kick it right out that door. Whoa, there it goes, okay? Kick it out the door. Excuse me. Change your diet around. Go 90 to 95% liquid. And no, it seems hard. I know it does. It's not that hard, folks. It's hard at first, but it's all in your mind, okay? And it's all about motivation, self-motivation, and determination, all right? I would say disheartened. I don't know any other terms right now. Can't think on the term, but I have patients that are becoming the pincushion for some of these physicians who get kickbacks from research, and they do, and it's a fact. Excuse me. And these patients are allowing themselves to be the guinea pigs. And then I know people who have passed away, not from gastroparesis specifically, but complications from the condition. And there's so many things as patients we can do to be proactive. And that means starting right here, right now, this second, this day in 2019, changing your diet. Change it completely, folks. Do not let anybody tell you that Slim Fast will destroy your kidneys, because I've been on Slim Fast way of life for almost 14 years, every single day. Basic, plain Slim Fast, okay? Watered down, decaf coffee with some protein, less grainy, easy dissolve powder, okay? You can survive and you will live on that. You may not like it, okay? All right, but nobody asked to be sick. And nobody wants you to like being sick. And if you like being sick, well, I'm just gonna straight shoot. Then there's something psychologically also going on. And I believe that mental health is as important as inner your insides, your inner health, okay? I don't like to make a joke about that because there are people who do, so let's not make light. But you gotta be proactive. And you know, I'm gonna step onto the cancer side of the line because I can do it because I am a patient, okay? The cancer itself is not gonna kill you. Now, I know that from jump. I didn't need my oncologist to explain that before signing the dotted lines each time. Through radiation, through chemo. You don't need to know that. Anything else, experimental drugs, because there's a lot of them out there that these oncologists can get, okay? The cancer is not going to kill you. The complication of the cancer is going to kill you, okay? Remember that. Don't let a physician say, don't put it in your mind that the condition is going to kill you, because it's not, it's the complication. But this is where you step in, and this is where you're proactive, and this is where you control your life. Because this is your life, you get one time around. The hell with what people saying about you, the hell with what people think, okay? If they're not walking and they're not in a similar shoes, then their opinions are like your bomb, sweet sugar. We all have one. So just ignore them, all right? But please, excuse me. Understand, gastroparesis is a very complex, complicated, poorly misguided, understood condition that's still being researched. If there's a way to regenerate the nerves, the cells that help the muscles and control the muscles in the intestinal tract and stomach to contract, to churn, to break down, absorb, and push the food through the GI tract, then gastroparesis would not exist, okay? Bowel dysmotility is a connection to gastroparesis. What is affected upstream affects what's downstream. And opposite is very true, factual, facts true, okay? I can prove this. If anyone wants to doubt me, I can prove it. I can give you the doctors. I can give you those in the clinics, the Mayos that I have personally talked to. My doctors and specialists personally sat down. I have letters, documentation, I know. What happens downstream affects upstream, okay? But you are the most important doctor you'll ever have in your entire life. And that goes for gastroparesis, cancer, I don't care what you have. You control your destiny to a great extent and a great degree, more than you'll ever know. I think it takes wisdom, knowledge, but most importantly, experience to understand that. Like I said, I've kicked the Relistor injections. I've kicked the Drano, okay? I'm on a tiny little pill, you know, and it's a research pill through my gastroenterologist, okay? It's still being researched. I was offered the opportunity to try it, and yes, I did, okay? Because if I decided to get off the injections and the Drano, that's what I call it, I have for years, okay? I had to be willing when trying this medicine to stop those two, all right? Those two, I don't think were continuing to be very good to me, and they weren't. I stopped the Drano first, and then I eventually stopped the Relistor. Relistor helped to an extent, but the financial cost of Relistor, which is outrageous at $1,400, I think it's now more than that, a month, coming out of your own pocket is something myself and my husband cannot afford. So I had to figure out, and you know, as they say, cancer is emotionally draining, and it is daggone financially draining, okay? And so is other conditions. It's not just subject to one condition. Do I believe the pill is helping me? I'll be honest to say and agree with my gastroenterologist last week. I don't believe Kimberly, it's the pill that's helping you. I believe Kimberly is helping Kimberly because of the dietary changes and the lifestyle changes that I've made, okay, to help gastroparesis, to help my condition, to minimize the bowel obstructions, to minimize the nausea, to minimize the vomiting, okay? I'm going to have vomiting, I'm going to have nausea. Cancer goes hand in hand with that, okay? It's far worse, my friends, than anything you'll ever step into the realm of gastroparesis. I thought gastroparesis was big, but as I've always said over the years, there's always going to be a bigger monster to come along. Pray to God you don't have that monster just walking up to your door and knock. Okay, come in your life freely, okay? I have a far bigger monster I'm dealing with. And gastroparesis is just a little minor, a little, you know, we'll call a little troll that likes to walk around in your life, okay? And it makes you to where you can't enjoy normal foods. You can't go out to dinner in normal restaurants. You have to be proactive. You have to watch every single thing. I will follow up with the video and show you, excuse me, exactly what my diet consists of in my freezer and what I consume. And it is to hands to the Bible. That's what I eat. That's what I consume. And that is my life. And I am doing perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. Okay. My issues are more of a bigger monster, which is cancer. It's not the cancer. It's the complications. So I just wanted to run an audio. And I hope before I continue getting emails and you know, on the entertainment channels, we're getting emails directed towards me on questions, and mainly with gastroparesis. Thank you for those with cancer who you yourself, your experience, your years, your journey. Excuse me. Those with ovarian cancer who are in their fourth year, they're in their fifth year. You know, ovarian cancer doesn't respond to cancer treatments, has a prognosis timeline of 5 years max. That is an average per research, per looking at all sorts of women with ovarian cancer, okay, that have failed the treatments and the tumors remained, and then you had tumors and cells that went outside the site of the original origin, like I have, that advance. And then you end up, obviously, with the next phase, which is fluid. Okay, I'm fortunate that when they did my scan 2 months ago, the fluid, they, for what they see, let's also remember in another audio, not every test is accurate. They see what they see, but sometimes there's more. I know from my prior surgery that there was a whole lot they didn't see on imaging that made a believer out of two really well-known, very professional directors of surgery, and it blew their mind. So I don't go 100% on imaging either, because you just can't. Nothing's error-proof, okay? Remember that? Excuse me, but what I'm going with this is, folks, I don't care if it's gastroparesis, I don't care if it's cancer, I don't care, it doesn't matter what the condition is, whether it affects yourself, whether it affects your children, whether your spouse has it, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, a family member, grandparent, doesn't matter, okay? Just remember, okay? What did I say before? You can be a valor or you can be a victim, okay? You can be that great warrior, that titan, or you can choose to be a victim. But you make the decision, and that choice is ultimately one person's choice, one person's decision into the day of how you're going to handle your journey, how you're going to stay on top of it, excuse me, how you're going to do your research, how you're going to continue fighting, okay? I don't want to hear about anybody giving up, okay? I want you to fall on me, okay, and be your inspiration to wake up instead of saying, I can't do this anymore, I can't. I can't do it anymore. I've been there, folks. You know, I'm still under counseling. I'll be on counseling the rest of my life. And I'm proud to say it, because nobody's perfect in this lifetime. But when you're dealing with a long-term or a terminal or whatever situation, medical conditions for the rest of your life, okay, having a therapist, a counselor, psychologist is golden. That is your golden ticket to help you throughout your journey. Don't ever be afraid of having a weak day, okay? But understand, don't allow that weak day to get the best of you. Get up. Brush off those knees. That's right. Stand up firm. Look yourself in the mirror and say, that's right. I'm going to do this and I'm going to keep going, okay? I don't care what people think. Don't care what people say. The hell with them. Doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything. They're not you, okay? Don't pay attention to trolls. I'm just going to say, all right, just like gastroparesis, you know, people that come in out of your life and they just want to wreak havoc, and, you know, just don't, all right? You know, your journey and your destination, how you handle your battle has everything to do with the person in the mirror, and that's you. Stay strong, my friends. Don't give up. And please understand, and like I said, you know, I come across snippy snappy, and it's fine, because everybody handles, I've learned the trials, tribulations, and wisdom, okay? Everybody reacts to what everybody says, no matter what you're talking about, differently. And that just has to do with people's emotions and how they handle or relate, or, you know, don't ever let that get to you, all right? Just don't, you know? And everybody is entitled to their opinion. We have a bum, I have one too. Take it with a grain of sand. You know, flip me off, whatever you want to do with this, you know. But I'm hoping that showing that you can still fight, survive, and thrive, okay, no matter what you're going through. But you are in control of your journey. Please do not allow yourself to be an unnecessary pincushion. Carefully sit down, get through research, go online, talk to other people, figure out your best strategy. But by all means, you know, when it comes to cancer, I'm sorry, cancer warriors, but we don't have that many options. And sometimes when that cancer is becoming bigger than yourself, you're going to do what you need to do. Because we all do that when we want to live, when you are dealing with cancer. Gastroparesis is it's a troll. Gastroparesis will respond, and I will promise you, I am telling you, I will promise you with everything I got in me, it will respond positively if you respond proactively. Get that diet changed up. Go vegan, go organic, eliminate the MSGs, MGO, and non-MGO. Take the sugar out of your life, kick it out, okay? 90-95% liquid. Get the clear fluids, get the water going, okay? Be as active as you can. I'm not telling you to power walk or run. Do a little bit of walking. Get a home treadmill. Do whatever you can. And I will promise you, you're going to see a change. It's not going to happen like that. Okay, it doesn't. Nothing does. But you're going to see a change. If I can say that 14 years later, then imagine what you can tell yourself in the mirror.